So this is really a quote from the Fountain of Wisdom that is the key writings of the Ayun circle. It is the 12th to 13th century circle of contemplation. This book is the Fountain of Wisdom that Michael gave to Pili. Pili is the angel of the face, who makes faces, who makes the face, who shows the face of the divine. This book is the foundation of wisdom that Michael gave to Pe'ili and Pe'ili to Moses. Moses revealed it for the enlightenment of subsequent generations. When David understood the nature of its knowledge, he exclaimed, "I shall acknowledge my gratitude to you, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, with all my heart. I shall honor your name forever." This is a quote from Psalm 86:12. These are the tikkun. Tikkun means the inquiry that restores. These are the tikkun, combination, utterance, sum, and computation of the explication of the ineffable name. This is the name Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. Unique in the branches of the root of vocalization that is magnified in the 13 types of transformation. How is the tikkun accomplished? It derives the word from the utterance and the utterance through the word. The tikkun through the combination through the tikkun. The sum through the computation and the computation through the sum. Until all the words are positioned in the font of the flame and the flame in the font. Until there is no measuring or quantifying the light that is hidden in the superabundance of the secret darkness, then everything is brought forth through the concluding operation by means of the 13 types of transformation. The transformations are attributes, and the attributes are transformations. All are grasping one another, one on top of the other, spreading outwards through the vocalizations, and the vocalizations through the additions, and the additions through the deficiencies, and the deficiencies through the extremities, and the extremities through the excesses, and the excesses through the abundances, and the abundances are upon the Aleph, the first letter, the singularity. Now we shall investigate those secret matters that are revealed and hidden like Adonai. The Aleph is divided into five heads. How so? When you open your mouth to say Ah, behold, two vocalizations result. These two vocalizations are two letters. Ha, Ah. And if you pronounce Ah, Ah, they divide into four. Ah, Ah, Eh, Eh. If you place two at the start and two at the end, you'll discover there is some ether between them. You are unable to assert that this ether is not an Aleph, nor is it less than an Aleph, because Aleph is the letter number one. Accordingly, there are five A's. A-A, A-A, A. Since an Aleph is never less than two, when you calculate them, the five Alephim, you will discover they are 10, corresponding to Yod, the 10th letter. There's a subtlety here, because Aleph is actually 1. But because it's Aleph, anything is not less than 2, because there is the thing and the background it arises out of, even though its number is 1. This is designed to do your head in, don't worry, relax. Relax. You will discover they are 10, corresponding to Yod, the 10 letter. The computation of Yod is 20. Its number is 10. Why is it 20? Because everything is dual. Do you see? The computation of Yod is 20, which becomes 40. Then the 40 are 80, then the 80 are 160, by means of the doubling property, because of duality. Duality doubles everything. Let us now return it back to the root of the Yod, that is 10. How so? When you calculate this 160 by decades, you will discover there are 16 decades. Remove 2 from each decade. Remove duality from each decade. You discover them to total 32 paths of the Tree of Life. Then if you double these, you'll discover them to be 64. Then add the four Alephim with their doubles, Eel 72, which corresponds to the 72 names of the Holy One, blessed be He. These are the essence of everything. They are positioned on the crown. By them He opens and closes, sends and confines, whatever is pleasing. When you remove them, they will remain an Aleph, which is the Aleph that is pivotal amongst them. Now I shall return to the first principle, which is prior to its vocalization. From it, the individual flames spread out. They are distinct from the vocalizations in order to clarify the matter. Be careful. If you must approach the flames, which are seven times stronger than strong, hotter than hot, fierier than fire, they all grasp the wings of the Yod. The Yod is the transformation. The transformation is the vocalization. The vocalization is the combination. The combination is the fashioning. The fashioning is the utterance. Continue until you investigate, consider, seek out, or reconcile, and establish the four names dependent upon the Yod. This constitutes the explanation of the four names dependent upon the Yod. These are the four letters that are like a coal connected to a flame. The flame divides into four heads. All refer to one subject. Accordingly, this Yod is a gushing fountain, and its waters spread out into 24 parts. Each part has four roots. Each of the roots has four branches. Each branch has four vocalizations. The vocalizations split into an indeterminate number until they return again to the fountain from whence they ushered forth. Similarly, this applies to these four names of which we spoke. There are four of these names. The first is Ayeh. The second is Yud He Vav He. The third is Adonai. The fourth is Yayayeh. Yud Yud Yud. Know, understand, investigate, consider, comprehend, and juxtapose one thing against another. Consider the analogies until you fathom the explanation of these matters. For all wisdom and understanding, which is Bina and Chokmah, all comprehension and thought, inquiry, knowledge, vocalization, reflection, speech, whispering, voice, action, guarding, and undertaking, all are found in this name. When you want to comprehend and be enlightened about these four letters, Yod He Vav He, calculate them using the 231 gates. 231 gates are the number you get if you combine each one of the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet with every other. So it's like, calculate them by contemplating everything. From them you will ascend to activity, from activity to experience, from experience to visualization, from visualization to inquiry, from inquiry to knowledge, from knowledge to ascension, from ascension to certainty. Until you fathom the explanation of each and everything and are enlightened in the 70 languages, then you will understand the words of a human being, the speech of domesticated animals, the chirping of birds, the utterance of wild animals, the barking of dogs, all of which are accessible for the wise to know. From thence you'll become enlightened in the highest of the levels, comprehending the conversations of palm trees, the speech of the seas, and the perfection of the heart and the innermost thoughts. Finally, you will attain complete clarity and tranquility in order to consider the thought of the Supreme One who dwells in the ether. There is no level higher than this.